Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Welcome to Atlanta Life Radio, the best in talk radio, covering topics that feed your mind, body, and soul. And now we present There Is Life After Layoff with host Allie and special guest Maria Horseman. Are you a wellness warrior? Well, let's find out. Good evening, Allie.
Good evening, Mel D, and thank you. Hello, everyone. I pray that you all had a blessed and restful Thanksgiving holiday, and I want to thank you for joining me tonight for another episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. Again, my name is Allie, and I'm your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. Now, remember, I'm not here to point fingers at or to place the blame on my former employers or colleagues, but what I am here for is to face my own truth as I continue to grow spiritually and continue to walk in my life's purpose. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to explore new and uplifting ways to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. Now, the goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. And that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact us directly, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please connect and follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and I'm on Pinterest. You will find me at AllieWard65. And please remember to like us on Facebook. You can search for us at There Is Life After Layoff, and Atlanta Life Radio can be found on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. On behalf of myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you once again for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related not only to the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. And as always, I want to make just a couple of quick announcements, and then we will be ready to get started with tonight's program. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can always catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy for you to do that because all of our past recorded shows are uploaded on our automatic player box on the programming page. All you got to do is just click on the show you want to listen to, and it'll start playing for you automatically. And guess what? We are also on iTunes, guys, so all you have to do is search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcasts on iTunes, and there you will find us. And all of our past recorded shows are available now, and tonight's live show will be available for upload within 30 minutes or less after we go off the air tonight. And again, we say thank you for continuing to not only tune into the live broadcast, but also for catching up on what you may have missed. And you know what? Tonight's conversation, it's going to be a very important one, so I know that you'll want to be a part of it. And so that is why I invite you to call in and join the conversation. If you want to make a positive comment or ask our guest a question, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. And we will start taking your calls right after our break, right around 7:30 or so, and we do look forward to hearing from you. Okay, so now that I've gotten the housekeeping out of the way, we're ready to get started with our program. And, here we are again. I can't believe how fast time has flown by. We're at the time of year where, you know, the holiday season is upon us, and we just finished celebrating Thanksgiving. You know, this is that time of year when everyone starts to think about their weight or how to create healthy habits in the coming new year. So with that said, I really wanted to take a moment, not a moment, but take some time to dedicate a show to thinking about creating new and healthy habits. And so I wanted to invite back my guest for tonight, who is a friend of the show, and she is going to help us address the question of, are you a wellness warrior? And in a moment, she will tell us what that means. So it is certainly without further ado that I want to welcome back to There Is Life After Layoff Radio my guest, Maria Hortzman. She is a certified health coach and fitness trainer and founder of BFABBU. Thank you for joining me this evening, Maria.
Hello. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about our conversation. We always end up running out of time before we can get it all in, but we're going to give it a good go tonight, aren't we?
Yes, we're going to give a good go. I'm excited about talking about topics like this because they're so important to our lives. So,
absolutely.
You know, yeah, welcome anybody to call in, and hopefully, not hopefully, I know this will be informative, and people will walk away with a few, action items.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, but, you know, before we get started, I want, before we take a stab at our conversation and our topic tonight, I always want our guests, to, you know, share with them, our listeners, a little bit about ourselves. So you're no stranger to the show, but can you please reintroduce yourself and share a little bit about who you are with our listeners?
Sure. Well, Maria is someone who loves to live and is full of life, I think. Mm-hmm. And I strive to, continue to live well and to keep my cognitive function, independent functional movement. Mm-hmm. And I love to help individuals, mm-hmm. and that's what actually led me to be what I'm doing today, or to do what I'm doing today. I worked for many years in corporate finance and international business, and I was a former pre-diabetic and highly addicted to sugar, and someone who suffered a lot from chronic gastrointestinal and digestive issues.
Wow.
I overcame all this, and I became actually personally responsible for my own health. Mm-hmm. And I start, looking forward to what is being healthy and what did I want it to look and feel and be in 30, 40, 50 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And today, as you introduced kindly, I'm a personal trainer, I'm a health coach. I'm also an insulin resistance coach.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
It's actually just across a year ago that I left my six-figure job to follow my passion.
Wow.
And so I'm happy to be here and discuss, my journey and to help individuals to achieve their health goals.
Absolutely. That's great. That's great. So, in my intro, I said that we were going to be here addressing the question, are you a wellness warrior? So that is the million-dollar question tonight. So that we are all on the same page, can you define what a wellness warrior is so that our listeners know what that means?
Yes, I can. A wellness warrior is somebody like me and many, many, many others out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone who actually decided to take a personal responsibility for their health and to embrace the concept that they can do it. They can be part of it. They will know more than anybody else about themselves, and they are going to improve their knowledge about it, and they're going to learn, and they're going to apply, and they're going to get on their feet and improve their conditions or prevent any diseases by doing on their own. And yes, there is help needed along the way, and there is many ways that we can help ourselves. But a wellness warrior will actually funnel the efforts on introducing this on a more functional way, in a more holistic way, other than, going through what I call medication, or possible not to do it.
Right.
So it's somebody who is really committed, to his or her long-term health, and is going to say, I'm going to do it, and is no, you know, nobody else. There's no healthcare system going to tell me what to do. I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to fight for it, and I'm going to be every day doing everything that is possible to get there. It is a commitment. That's what a wellness warrior is.
Wow. And, you know, we kind of had this little bit of a conversation before we came on air tonight, and, you know, that's where the discipline comes in. Either you want to take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and really take charge of your health, and, you know, becoming a wellness warrior is exactly what that is going to entail. But it's, as you will agree, you know, it's going to take a lot of discipline, especially, you know, it's one thing having somebody tell you what to do, but then for you to just really say, okay, I got to do this for myself, that's where it gets sometimes.
Yeah.
We don't always have that self-discipline.
I agree 100%. And for me, it was also, I'm not going to lie over here, it was difficult.
Yeah.
You know, I did it all alone. And without medication, I did with that spark. Like looking into the future really was. And took a lot of knowledge, application, commitment, persistence. You know, this is a journey. It's not, you know, a yo-yo diet. It's not a yo-yo exercise. It's not a yo-yo sleep pattern. This is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So that lifestyle, you know, each one of us will see what kind of help we need, and we all need help. We just need to be, you know, in a commitment to say, okay, when I need help, I will ask, and then find the right person to help you with.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, we're upon, the holiday season is upon us, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all New Year's, you know, all the food and everything, the temptation that comes along with it. As a health coach and a fitness trainer, do you feel that this is one of the most difficult times for people as it relates to health issues, you know, stress, et cetera? And if so, why?
Yeah, I do. Well, before I answer that question, I just want to remind everybody that the information that I'm about to share is not intended to replace any one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional.
Right.
And is not intended to, as medical advice, to diagnose or treat, you know, any health problems or diseases. So it's intended just to kind of share the information, you know, and the knowledge from the research, and experience and the experts that contribute to my knowledge in this process. So I always encourage everything that you hear from here to discuss with your healthcare professional. You know, do your own research and make decisions upon those things. So just going to put that disclaimer out there.
I don't blame you.
but going back to your question, yes, I think that it is difficult. But you know what? It is difficult, but it also provides them with a lot of opportunities. And the opportunities that I see is an opportunity that includes love, is an opportunity to have gratitude, it's an opportunity for reflection, opportunity to reveal, to look into your values and goals.
Right.
And, you know, reshape them, you know, you can reset your goals. Your values are always your values, you know, but your goals, they change as a lifetime. And the actions also change as the life changes, but all towards goals, towards your values. And also, this is potentially the opportunity to hit the reboot button if we have to. And I see a lot of that going on at the end of the year. And this happens to all of us, you know, and why is that? And, well, there's a lot going on in the end of the year. First, I think there is distress, you know, from travel, there is distress from work schedules, you know, from family. I hate to say, but sometimes family can be stressful.
Oh, yes, that is the truth.
Right?
You
know, I'm going home for Christmas in Brazil, and I'm already a little stressed out about it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I'm going to be there for 10 days.
Think about the sun and Oh yeah, great weather.
I'm actually in a very good place at the moment. So I'm actually I think home is going to be actually a great opportunity for me. So there is Christmas, there is gifts. You know, sometimes that adds even a financial burden.
Yeah.
You know, to that. You know, people want to get their doctor's appointments, and a lot of people don't like doctor's appointments. Look, there is traffic, there is the weather, there is a thousand things that you know that adds to that stress level.
Right.
Sometimes we don't think about that as a stress, but they are.
Right.
And this stress is not the stress that, you know, 50, 100 years ago existed. They're very different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're much greater today. And our body, to be honest, is not built to deal and to be in constant chronic stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we take for granted. Mm-hmm. But finalizing that thought is, I think that we have, you know, a couple more things added to this stress here in the end of the year, which is also the nutrition aspect, right?
Yeah, yes.
We didn't talk about that at all. But,
yes.
You know, it starts all into whatever that the holiday in October is with a lot of candy.
Thanksgiving. I mean, it's Halloween. Halloween.
The Halloween, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, goodness,
so it
there.
Starts from the Halloween with the sugar burst and continues until the year, until the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is a stress. You know, we all know that eating that much, you know, from candy to, you know, a lot of heavy carbs is good for us. We all know that. Nobody needs to go and slap in the face and tell, hey, you know, don't want to eat this. You don't need to hear that from me. So we all think about, okay, you know what, oh, my God, what I'm doing. Okay, the new year is coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then people are not exactly aligned, you know, with the head and the heart to make the right decision. So they say, okay, beginning of the year, but then get there, they start going to the gym. You know, they start eating better and all that. But doesn't stick, right? And then you ask the question. And then they get even more stressed out in the record because they know that they're not doing what they really wanted to do.
Right.
And then life gets busy again, and you go on and you didn't accomplish your goals. But then you have to ask yourself, why is that? More stress, yes. And then you ask, why is that? You know, I think one of the biggest reasons is because, you know, we're not aligned. And if our hearts want to do one thing but our heads are not prepared, you know, then we're going to make faulty decisions.
Right.
So that's one of the first
things
that I like to work with my clients on that way, where we said, okay, let's establish those goals, those values. And let's make sure that you are committed to it, you know, and let's take one at a time. If you are not able to set those goals and have those goals and, you know, break them down and be aligned and connected with achieving them, it's going to be hard for anyone to achieve any goals. It's going to be a yo-yo anything, you know.
Right. So what are some of the goals and strategies that, you know, for being able to get through these difficult times of the year?
Well, I think that one of the first things, and we spoke in one of our shows before, it's to make time for ourselves.
Yes.
right? I mean, and I remember I think I called being selfish, and I said, you know, selfish people take that word in a negative way.
Right.
So I kind of said, let's do it, you know, having, you know, self-respect instead, right?
Right.
So, you know, let's go back and say, hey, I am who I am. Let's review, you know, and be respectful for our own individualities, to our wishes, to our dreams, you know, to our goals.
Yes.
Um, And nobody else is going to be setting those things up. Nobody knows our, you know, me other than myself. You know, my
right.
mom might think that she knows me better, but in reality, I know myself better than anybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Sometimes, though, I think that we get too much into our heads, or we allow the world out there to take over, and we get too much influenced by the distractions, you know.
Yes.
From,
oh, my goodness, that's a mouthful right there. Ooh.
Well, the distractions can be even from the social media to the lives of our friends, you know, or to our companionship or whoever.
Yes.
And we forget
yes.
about ourselves.
Yes.
And before we know, other people's lives become more important than ours.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this too. I mean, but it's I believe from the bottom of my heart, I'm not a mother, but I see this, and I know it's hard. It's easy for me to say. It's hard for a mother to do, but I really would like for all the parents, especially the moms, to take time for themselves, because they put
yes.
the kids and the husband and the whole family in front of them. And reality is, they're going to be better to anybody else if they're better to themselves first.
You were in my head just now, because I was just getting ready to make that point, that how difficult it is for mothers to really, you know, take that time for themselves. And one of the things that I've had to do is make a commitment every day. I don't care if I have to get up an hour early. If I know I have something else to do later in the day, I have to get a run in the morning, because I know that's what's going to help me throughout my day, to deal
right.
with my day. That I do
right.
that for myself, you know.
So
and
you
I don't
see
feel
what you're
good.
Doing is, yeah, so what are you doing? You said a couple things in there. First of all, you are in tune with your body. You know what works for you. So that is another thing that I recommend. As far as the strategies, is to know who you are and to put plans, you know, actions to fulfill that need, you know, of who I am and how makes me feel better.
Right.
You know, who, you know, what makes me feel my best.
Right.
You know, so if you take time for yourself, then you're allowing yourself to do that, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And that will include other things. I mean, other strategies can go from, you know, yes, that will make time for you to exercise. You know, who doesn't feel better with exercise?
Right.
A sedentary person might have, you know, a hard time to get started, but that same person will eventually, and sooner than later, feel the love and feel the hormones that exercise activate, and those hormones make anybody happy.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, you know, there's other strategies like deep breathing, okay? You
yes.
take the time. So imagine yourself that you are around some individuals, could be family or could be whatever, or at work, and you're really stressed out.
Right.
You know, I highly recommend to take a break. Call a timeout for a minute.
Right.
Okay?
Give yourself
and
a timeout.
And do some deep breathing. Yes.
Exactly.
You have to. You have to.
Yes.
And do burst exercises is a great way, you know, 30 seconds, you know, do a couple, 3 or 4 rounds of 30 seconds, all out workouts. That is a great way to combat the stress.
Mm.
And it's going to, you know, settle you down. There is essential oils, you know, essential oils like lavender,
yes.
chamomile, wild orange. Those are essential oils that will kind of help with anxiety. And a lot of actually workspaces, they're putting those essential oils, you know, diffusing the workspace.
Mm.
And I think that's a great, great way. You can do that at home, but
yes.
you can also bring that to your office, you know, and share with your colleagues. So the whole environment is better.
Right.
And so those are a few things that I think there are actions that people can implement. There are several others.
Okay. So, you know, we talked about, I think, you know, stress a little bit, but what impact or role does stress play in weight gain?
Oh, wow. Yeah. that is, I don't think that, well, I didn't understand that, you know, well enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that most people understand that either.
Mm.
But, it, you know, stress interferes with weight in a great way. And there are many ways. But, you know, I mentioned that I was pre-diabetic. And I'm an insulin resistance coach today. And one of my passions is really to get individuals, you know, out of that sugar addiction. It took me a long time, but it's possible. And is extremely healthy and rewarding. So part of actually maintaining a good blood sugar level is to work, you know, not only in nutrition, but you also work on exercise, you work on stress, and you work on sleep, and you work on having fun, you know, and things like that.
Right.
So I'm going to bring it back to one aspect of stress and the weight gain, and that is related actually to blood sugar. And like, what does it have to do with
blood sugar?
So, first of all, let me say that stress, actually, it's a good thing. We all need stress, right, to a certain degree.
Okay.
Stress is healthy because if you have to run from that tiger, that is stress. We're talking about adrenaline and we're talking about cortisol. Those are the hormones that are involved, okay? And, you know, when you wake up in the morning, that's what's waking you up. You need that energy, your empty stomach and all that. What is kicking out is this cortisol. You know, cortisol, again, is stress level hormone. And then it said, okay, what does that has to do with anything, with blood sugar and weight gain? Well, I'm going to try to explain this the best way or clear as possible. But imagine your blood sugar is a curve, you know. And then it peaks to a certain level and then kind of slow down. And let's say that when you eat, you know, it takes on average about 45 minutes for that blood sugar to peak. And then takes several hours, you know, depending on the level of nutrition of that person, you know, quality of nutrients they're putting, might take anything from 3 to 4 hours to kind of slow it down and you to get hungry again. Well, there is a hormone that is involved on that to bring, to take the actually the nutrients from the blood sugar, you know, to bring to the cell level for energy. That hormone is called insulin, you know, and we hear, you know, diabetics have issues with insulin, their insulin resistance, you know, and they have to pump insulin in and all that kind of stuff,
right?
Yeah, where does have stress to do with blood sugar and insulin? Well, the little devil thing about this stress is that we'll do the same thing to the blood sugar and high levels of insulin as food does to an individual. But still, I'm not telling you much, right?
Okay.
Because I said, okay, well, insulin is healthy. Yes, it's taking, you know, the nutrients and, you know, from the blood, you know, and taking to the cell. Well, but insulin is also a fat storage hormone. And when we are in constant stress, right, we're keeping our blood sugar high. And that means that we're keeping our insulin, that hormone, high at all times as well. So we're basically, and because we're not active, right? Because insulin is good, and unless we're active, we're running and doing something, you know, that is going to be used. That blood sugar is going to be used for activity. Other than that, it's going to be stored as fat.
Gotcha. There's the nail right there.
Exactly. So, you know, to make a long story short is like this. You could be sitting right there on your desk and you getting that fat and the belly fat around your waist because of stress. And that fat can eventually lead to visceral fat, you know, around your organs. And that is a problem. So the constant state of stress will lead to gain weight gain, and it's going to be kind of a hard process to lose that fat.
Gotcha. Wow. Wow. See, you just you taught me something today because I didn't know. You taught me something, but you know
well,
what?
Yeah, there is a lot more to this cortisol stuff. I mean, you know, it's and we can speak. I can speak about this for hours, but we're not going to do today. I'm just going to say that, you know, managing your stress is one of the most important things for weight loss.
Wow. Okay. That's good. That's good. Somebody needed to hear that, including me. Okay. but you know what? At this time, you know, we're going to pause. We're going to take a short station break, Maria, and then we're going to come back and continue this very interesting discussion because I'm learning a lot, and I hope our listeners are as well. I'm your host, Allie, and tonight I'm joined by my very special guest, Maria Hortzman. She's a certified health coach and fitness trainer, and you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too. If you...
Hey, this is executive producer Mel D, and I have a great announcement I want to share with you. Each and every week, we thank all of our listeners for tuning in, and we also thank all of our guests who come on the show and share their knowledge and inspiration and answer your questions. So I'd like to extend a heartfelt thank you to everyone, but also a special invitation. This is a VIP invitation to the first annual Atlanta Life Radio People's Choice Award, where we will select the best show episode of 2015 of the There Is Life After Layoff Radio show. Yes, submit your nominations. Nominations are open beginning tonight, and we'll go through 12 midnight on December 29th, 2015. This is a great time for you to go back and refresh your memory on the show that inspired you the most this year, and then you can submit your nomination to us via our Facebook page, which is at Atlanta Life Radio, or through Twitter at ALR Radio, or email us at info@atlantaliferadio.com. Voting will open on January 6th and run through January 20th. And then on our show on January 27th, we will announce the best show episode of 2015. Now, if you can't remember the show topic or the show name, but you remember the guests, not a problem. Go to the Atlanta Life Radio website, go to the guest page, and all of our guest appearances for 2015 appear on that page with the show date and the name of that episode. And you can then submit your nomination. So come on and be a part of this fantastic first annual event so we can celebrate the best show episode of 2015. So let your voice and vote count. And now we return back to our program. Allie?
All right, what a nice surprise. Okay, let the voting begin. We're back. If you're just joining us, you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and you please continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And so now we're going to continue with our very intriguing conversation with my special guest, Maria Hortzman. She is a health coach and fitness trainer, and we've been talking about some interesting stuff tonight. And there was one thing that I know I wanted to address with you tonight, Maria, and we just finished talking about stress. With regards to that the role that it plays or the impact that it has on weight gain. So one of the things that I wanted to address with you or have you talk about is the importance of detoxing. I know that, you know, after the holidays, people eat all this stuff and what have you, and how can we all detox?
Allie, this is Mel
yes.
D. Yes, we have callers. So
oh, okay.
Before y'all get into the detox, I thought maybe you'd like to take, we have, I think, two callers holding.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we can take our first caller. Caller, if your number ends in 5744, you are now on air.
I'm on air. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Allie and Marie. I'm one of Maria's clients, and I'm so excited to to tune in and to add a little value. However, I wanted to, I guess I'm a little premature because she was getting ready to speak about detox. And I don't want to spoil it for the rest of the audience, but I am actually going on it, doing a detox in the middle of the holidays. It's exciting, and I'm doing it with BFABU, and I'm excited about it. And I think this is a great time to do a detox because it's going to test your willpower for the holidays.
Absolutely.
You know,
Allie,
you know how we like to eat, and I came to Maria because I'm a sugar addict.
She's helped
me over the year. Yeah, she's helped me a lot with trying to get that under control. And the holidays are really trying for me because I like sweets. But I am going to overcome it this year.
I'm
looking forward to it. But I kind of want to just, you know, go back on hold and listen to the conversation about detoxing. I don't want to spoil it for the rest of the audience.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in, though, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having the show, Allie.
Oh,
you're great.
You're welcome.
Doing a great thing for the community. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Mel, do we have another caller?
All right, our next caller, if your number ends in 1228, you are now on air.
Hello?
You are on air.
Hello? Oh, maybe they changed their mind. They didn't realize they were pushing.
Sometimes people don't know they're on air. They push the button wrong.
Right. Okay, well, you know what? That allows us to go back into, talking about the detoxing. And since, you know, Kathy called in, we're going to go ahead and let you tell us about the detoxing.
Yeah, actually, you know, I do detox, and I think it's very important. And, you know, I was going to, I told Kat, I said, look, I'm going to do one. You want to join me? And she's like, yeah, let's do it. So we're,
right.
You know, she's doing with me. And why, you know, I actually particularly, I think it's very good to start before actually the Christmas and before the New Year's, you know, it starts. So you set your body for a new beginning.
Gotcha.
And you start setting your mind, you know, to a different environment. So why is that important? Well, when we, you know, detoxification is not only about food, but really about detoxing, you know, from impurities, from toxins. And we are highly exposed to toxins today.
Yes.
We just sometimes forget that toxins come from the water, you know. And we're showering. And I love to shower. Look, I mean, in the winter, I mean, I let that shower pour on my head and all that. Well,
right.
That shower and the chlorine is not good for me. Do I have a good filter in my house? No, I don't have that yet. So the toxins come from the food, okay? Pesticides, herbicides, you know, and it's hard to find somebody who can afford a, you know, 100% organic kind of diet.
Right?
It's kind of unrealistic for most of us budget, so we can always wash well, but we're still going to get it. You know,
right.
So we have water, we have food, we have the pollution in the air, we have the plastic, the BPA, and the chemicals. We put, you know, products on our head, shampoos, you know, the skin. I mean, there are a lot of toxins in all this.
Wow.
Needless to say, our liver is the organ there that is doing all this great job of cleaning it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our liver was not made also to, you know, to work so hard, you know, all its life, right?
Right.
So it needs a break. it definitely needs a break once in a while. So I encourage people to do a detox every 6 months or so.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And this, and I'm not talking about detoxing and going to some water kind of, you know, detox. Yes, some people go and that's great, but that's not for most of us.
Right. Right.
What I'm talking about detoxing is really having a clean diet, having a diet that is an anti-inflammatory style, that you reduce the, you know, the sugars, you reduce the vegetable oils, you reduce the soy or the GMO products, you try to do more organic, you reduce, you know, protein. Protein can actually add, protein from animal protein can add a lot of, you know, toxins in, a lot of work from the kidneys to the liver, you know, gallbladder and all that kind of stuff. So
mm-hmm.
allow the body and the organs to rest for a little bit. You're still going
right.
to eat.
Yeah. Right.
Still going to eat well, but you're just going to change a little bit, you know, the ingredients. And you might want to be doing more of the liquid. You might want to do some thick smoothies. You might want to transform your food into soups, you know.
Right.
Because then it's easier for the body to absorb the nutrients,
okay.
and the organs have to work less.
Gotcha.
So I definitely encourage you. I'm doing a 21 right now, and this is day what? I think this is, I don't know, day 4 or 5, and I'm feeling great. I love it.
Wow.
And, you know, I work with, you know, Standard Process, which is a great company, has a great program, and there is a 10-day kind of curve, your cravings kind of a program they offer as well, and it's great. So
okay. And, you know, I have an and the proud owner of a NutriBullet that I absolutely love, and so I do,
yes.
I do my smoothies all the time, and I absolutely love it. And when, once I started doing them, it just kind of became a regular routine with me. And
yes.
I feel bad when I don't do them, you know, spinach and the kale and, you know, all of that. And I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. Actually, I do at least one smoothie a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it easier, actually, for my cooking because I have to spend less time cooking.
Right.
But I will add one comment about smoothies, though, that I see that a lot of people make them, but not really in a balanced nutrition. You know, they become a lot of times juices, you know, and not really smoothies. And still, when people make the smoothies, they add a lot of fruit or they add some vegetables and they wet the water or they put one or two little things. Well, a healthy meal, you know, liquid or the ones that you're chewing,
right.
it has to have all the macronutrients. And that is carbs, you know, healthy carbs from vegetables and some fruit. Has to have healthy proteins, and proteins are in leafy green vegetables as well. Then you have chia seeds, you have hemp seeds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, there is some pea protein, natural, you know, and those are the proteins. And then you have your fat, extremely important, you know.
Right.
Again, from some of the seeds, from oil, from coconut. A lot of times it's very, you know, this smoothies are, in one way, more carbs, and before you know, you can spike your blood sugar, and 2 hours later, you're eating again. So I teach my clients, and I recommend everybody else to think about, you know, the quality and the nutrition behind their smoothies.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Check your smoothies, guys. what... I know this is something that I know that you and I, we've had a conversation about this. What is the relationship between our brain and our gut or our digestive system? And can you explain that?
Yes. We could talk about this for days, but we don't have days. We just
right.
have a few minutes.
Right.
Well, I will say this, you know, that you probably, well, a lot of people have heard that our gut is our second brain. And that is so true. And it's hard for us to heal, you know, the rest of our body if our gut is not healed, if it's not working properly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? The digestion, it starts actually with our mind. You know, it starts in our mind. And it's from the moment that you sit down, okay, in you is smell the food. Okay? And before you even smell the food, when you get your plate, okay, how are you feeling? Are you stressed out? What are you thinking? Are you thinking about positive things? Are you thinking about negative things? Right?
That's interesting.
So, yeah, because all this impacts the communication that is between your gut and between the brain and the hormones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, from the moment that, look, I'm here at fault too, because this is one area that I'm really not good at it. And I think about it every day, and some days I think less than others.
Mm.
But it always starts to know, okay, how do I feel?
Okay.
Taking big, deep breaths, you know, to allow yourself to calm down, you know, before a meal. The next step is let's smell the food, okay? The moment that you start smelling the food and you, you know, take a few seconds, okay, you allow the saliva to do some work. You allow it to send communication to your gut. You start, you know, the enzymes and start the bacteria to start acting, getting active over there. And all these are related to our brain because there is a lot of hormones that, you know, are activated there to in our gut and sends the signals, you know, between the gut and the brain and the rest of the body. Okay? But then there is another point is like, okay, well, you might be eating, we might all be eating a great diet, you know, great food, like I just said, a balanced meal. But are we sure that our body, our stomach, our, you know, our entire digestive system is absorbing this food?
That's good point. Good point.
Right? So it's about nutrition that is being absorbed. You know, we always say that we are what we eat. Not really.
Right.
We are what we absorb.
Ah.
Okay?
Gotcha.
Because if our gut is not absorbing the nutrients and passing that to the cells to bring the energy and, you know, the brain is going to be thinking, hey, I need food. And then, you know, that's a problem. There is a lot with the insulin and the blood sugar, you know, in the gut, right? And I said,
right.
I need food. And I said, well, if you're not sending those nutrients to the cell and to communicating, the brain is going to be calling and asking for food.
So then the danger comes in maybe in because it's a mixed signal, you're overeating.
Well, yes, but not only that, depending on, you know, how, you know, depending on the stages where the person is, you could be at a certain point insulin resistant, you could be leptin resistant, you could be ghrelin resistance, and all those things is going to stop, you know, these are all hormones that are going to communicate and send the signal to say, hey, stop eating right now because you have enough. So when you keep overeating, for example, you're actually not doing good for that leptin because leptin is saying, hey, I'm done here. And you're saying, well, let's overwrite that. I'm going to keep eating some more.
Wow.
Eventually that hormone can become, you know, you can lose the sensitivity to it and you're just going to keep eating.
Gotcha.
So that's the issues about this insulin, you know, this ghrelin resistance, insulin resistance. It's when the body starts communicating and sending the signals. But then, you know, the health of our brain over here, of our gut, impacts that communication between the brain and how the brain sends the signals through neurotransmitters to the rest of the body. So that's a key issue. And, you know, another thing is, you know, sometimes the poor diet that we might be having, consuming, you know, processed food, a lot of vegetable oils, GMO products from soy to corn and things like that, you know, we're really not nourishing, you know, the gut and the brain with the vitamins that actually is necessary. You know, from vitamin D, you know, there is like several vitamins or B vitamins, we might say, you know, from the vitamin C, from the vitamin D, all those things and the fats, you know, the right fats, omega-3s, omega-6, you know. But all these are necessary for a brain and gut connection, you know. And the lifestyle that we have from, you know, stress that impacts the gut health, you know, from the nutrition to exercise, or I'm going to say the lack of exercise,
right?
You know, because exercise also induces, you know, certain hormones to be active and induce actually our digestive system too, to not be lazy. So, you know, there's several aspects of it, and we always can work in one at a time, you know.
Right, right.
And but the reality is they're highly connected.
That's interesting. You know, the time is going by so fast, but how can our listeners get in touch with you, you know, to be, you know, we heard from one of your clients tonight, you know, how can they connect with you to you know, become their health coach and, you know, and learn about your services?
Yeah, well, you know, let me say this before I say, you know, how they connect. I mean, what, you know, my job, you know, as a health coach is to really help individuals to make kind of a better decision, you know, into getting in touch with what's most important to them.
Right.
You know, and to help them kind of reconnect with what they want the most and what not they want in the moment. So why would you look for somebody like me? You know, those are examples why. My role is actually, you know, to help those connections, but also then to, you know, become their accountability, you know, partner, to help them establish those values and goals, to help establish practical plan of action, you know,
right,
so they can achieve those goals, and the support that they need that sometimes they don't get anyplace else.
Right.
It's hard.
Right.
It's really hard.
It is.
And when we're talking about nutrition and all this stuff that I'm talking about here, not it's not only nutrition, it's exercise, sleep, stress, you know, fun, and all those. It can get overwhelming, you know.
Yes, yes.
So what do I do first? Before we know, people think that they're going to start in this way, that way, they're not aligned, you know, and then they start going one direction and they cannot follow through, right?
Right.
So that's one reason that people would, you know, look for a health coach. But the way that people can reach out to me, they can always call. I mean, you know, number is 770-835-5490. They can look at my website, which is BFABEU, that is BEFABDEYOU.com. I also have a Facebook page. And sometimes, you know, I have other social medias, I mean, LinkedIn and Instagram and the Twitter and all that. But those are simple ways to get in touch with me.
Wow. Are you offering any specials or anything at this time?
Well, you know, one special that I'm doing is people can sign up, you know, for my newsletter. They can go to my website, and
okay,
they will get, you know, a special gift, but they also can get a 45-minute free health, you know, coaching session.
So oh,
we discuss,
great.
Yeah, you would discuss about the health concerns, you know, the goals, and see how I can help get them started, or if they have specific questions, I'll be glad to answer those questions. And
oh,
I'm also
great.
Going to be running some specials for Christmas on training and detox and all that, and people can get more information on my website about that.
Awesome. Absolutely great. Thank you so much. This has just been such an informative show. Thank you, Maria, and you definitely will be back. You are a friend of the show, and you offer a great service, and thank you for your, first of all, for your passion with, you know, helping people to be their better self or become wellness warriors in our own lives. So thank you for that, and it's always a pleasure to have you join me, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to be back, and, you know, if anybody has questions, you know, reach out, and I look forward to next time, and I wish everybody happy holidays, and stay in tune with yourself, you know.
Thank you.
And make, you know, smart decisions, not
Absolutely.
Only for next year, but start now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. So now, you know, as I always want to do before we close out our show, is I always want to take some time to relate our show to Scripture. And, you know, tonight we addressed how stress can affect our health, weight, and our weight in many ways. And so I was led to this Scripture, and I was led to share Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. And it reads, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." So to me, this scripture says that if you make God your hope, and you will flourish, like a tree always and always be green, whose leaf does not wither. You shall be fixed in peace, and you will be have satisfaction of your mind. You will not be anxious. And even in the times, like it says, in the year of drought, in those dry times. So wait on the Lord and trust in him for all things in your life. And for me, trusting in him in all areas of my life, it's not easy to do because this world has so many distractions, as we talked about, and so many temptations, but it has really been the key for me during my journey. And even in the moments when, even in that very moment when I was being laid off, I made that decision. When I heard from God, I made a decision to walk in peace and to stand on God's promises. And guess what? He has never failed me. So on behalf of the There's Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. And we do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There's Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready. What God has for you, tell yourself, no, in you, Lord, I have my faith. When your breakthrough will begin,
testimony. God, can you?